There are some very basic points that we need to understand if we are at all to understand what Krishna consciousness is, and thus acting Krishna consciousness with a proper understanding by which we can make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Two of the basic points that Srila Prabhupada emphasized again and again and again, which he said were not religious beliefs but facts that anyone can observe, is that we are not this body. We are living, conscious beings. We are not the matter that composes this body. As such, it can be understood that we are eternal. So we're not this body, and we are not the controller. We are controlled living beings, which suggests that there is a controller living being. So Srila Prabhupada in this way gave a very analytical understanding of the science of God. Of course, to understand the science of God fully, it's not possible simply by analysis using our own intelligence, but to some extent we can understand that we are not the body and that we are not the controller. We are controlled. We can understand this simply by use of our intelligence. So these are two points that Srila Prabhupada often stressed, and I often stress. Another very, very important point, central to Krishna conscious understanding, is that we are not the enjoyers. So all this can be understood from one verse of Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna is the enjoyer, bhuktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. He is the enjoyer and the controller. Suhridam sarva bhutanam. He is the friend of all living beings. And gyatva mang shantim richati. Those who understand this, those who know this, by knowing that, they attain to peace. So that we are not the enjoyer is an essential point. Now, there are various religious systems within the world who stress that God is the supreme controller. They don't usually have a very clear idea of what it means that we are eternal and spiritual. They often identify the body with the self, to the extent in that in the Christian tradition, which I was raised, the Roman Catholic tradition, the idea is that there is a day of judgment and then you get revived in the same body. But the point that we are not meant to enjoy this world, even in the liberated state, we are meant to act for the enjoyment of the Supreme. This point is missing in all the world's religion and philosophy. And there are elaborate systems of philosophy and theology, but they all miss this point, that we are meant to serve eternally. We're not meant for enjoyment. We're meant to serve the supreme enjoyer, the supreme personality of Godhead. And because of not having that consciousness, we are here in this material world. The original sin, it could be called, is to try to become an enjoyer of this world independently. Krishna bahimukh hoya bhogavancha kare nikatastha mayatare japati adhare. Becoming inimical to the sense of acting for Krishna's enjoyment, we desire to enjoy ourselves individually, separately from Krishna, and maya grabs us. That's what happens. An example can be given, that the finger is meant to serve the whole body. It's a crude example. Srila Prabhupada often gave this example, and he said it's a crude example, but it gives some idea that a finger is not meant and cannot enjoy by itself, but has to serve the whole body, and then it is its function is perfect. Otherwise, it's completely useless. A finger that's cut off or detached from the body. So we are not the enjoyer of this world, or even the idea that we shall enjoy in future. Sometimes some people of religious conviction have performed many austerities with the idea that I will go to the kingdom of God and enjoy there. And as I've quoted many times, one previous Archbishop of Canterbury, the leader of it, supposed to be the spiritual leader or the religious leader of a huge number of Christians in the world, when he was asked what he wanted to do when he went to heaven, which in the Vaishnava understanding, that question doesn't even arise. But he said, I'll glorify God for 100 years and enjoy myself for eternity. I mean, he says, doesn't understand the nature of our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That we are all eternal servants of Krishna. We're all eternally meant for his pleasure, just like the finger is always meant for the service of the rest of the body, and our complete fulfillment and satisfaction is in serving Krishna. So, misunderstanding of this point, all the philosophies of the world, all kinds of social systems, Marx, for instance, thought that some people in this world were enjoying at the expense of others, so let everyone enjoy equally. So it sounds like a very good idea, but the whole basis of it is wrong, because we're all meant to serve Krishna, who is the controller of this world. The very idea that we can be happy, all these different social philosophies, they're all based on the idea that we can be happy, or that happiness in this world is what we're meant for. And even ethics, how we should treat others nicely, treat others well, treat others fairly. But the whole idea is so that everyone can live peacefully and happily in this world, which is not possible. That's another major point we have to consider and understand, that this world is, after all, full of misery. It's not a happy place. So, certainly, we should treat others well, not exploit them, not treat them badly, but not for the same reason that materialistic philosophers say, with the idea that, well, everyone should live happily in this world. That is underlying their whole system of philosophy and ethics. But because everyone should have the equal opportunity, or as much opportunity as they can, to live in this world for the sake of understanding their eternal position in relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are not this body. We're not controllers. A great mistake that we try to control, try to manipulate everything around us so that we can enjoy this world. And this very idea that we are meant to enjoy this world is a great, great mistake. Even great brains of this world, very intelligent people, they couldn't understand this point. For that, we have to be instructed by persons who have understood. Even though someone may be very intelligent, spiritually we're all like children. We may have very sharp brains for understanding topics of, for instance, mathematical equations, and that's, it requires a very good brain. But but the kind of intelligence to understand spiritual topics that is a different kind of intelligence. It's a different perspective altogether and requires that we will be instructed in that, because it seems not to be correct. It seems that I'm supposed to enjoy this world, but that is the illusion of Maya, because actually we don't enjoy this world. Counterintuitive. Seems counterintuitive. Am I not supposed to be happy? Am I not supposed to enjoy? Is everyone not supposed to be happy in this world? Yeah, we're all meant to be happy, but the idea that we can be happy by enjoying our bodies and our senses or even our minds, that is the mistake. We're meant to act in such a way that by all our actions, all our words, all our thoughts, Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, the supreme personality of Godhead, will be satisfied. So this is a major point, which if we can understand, then we can, by acting on that, we can advance in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if we take up Krishna consciousness superficially, with an idea still in our mind that I'm here to enjoy this world, or even that Krishna consciousness is something for me to enjoy personally, that my enjoyment is more important than Krishna's enjoyment, then we cannot properly advance in Krishna consciousness. We are not the enjoyers of this world, we are not the enjoyers of this body. We are meant for Krishna's enjoyment. And if we act for Krishna's enjoyment, then naturally we will become happy.